This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
And I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk today about a recent column by Chicago media critic Robert Feeder. He's writing about a dispute between Sun-Times Media and the Chicago Newspaper Guild. Sun-Times Media is requiring that reporters for the Suburban Pioneer Press Group produce a minimum number of stories each day or face disciplinary action. That minimum number of stories is 2.5. You have to produce 2.5 stories each day or you might be in trouble. Regarding the 0.5, Rich, any ideas? Is that the first half of the story or the last half of the story? What exactly you think they would be looking for?
The only thing I can figure is maybe we're fortunate they didn't say, you know, 2.25.
That can really get tricky. Fractions just get to be a mess.
No, I think it's kind of I get what the company is trying to do is they're obviously trying to get most productivity out of the employees. But I don't think this is the way to do it. There's an informal quota, you know, at every newspaper. Having worked in newspapers years ago, you were expected to cover your beat. You were expected to do, you know, a reasonable number of stories. And, you know, if you turned in a lot, you got a raise. You know, I mean, it was all based on the incentives were built in. I don't think we never were given specific quotas like this. And I think this is absurd. Like you said, how are you going to do a half story?
Well, even just the idea then, are you going to do any digging and produce some real journalism? Or are you going to just, as this article quotes someone as saying, you're just going for the low-hanging fruit.
Right. They're calling it news light. And I would say that it almost sounds like they're broadcast journalism in some ways because there are story quotas in a lot of stations, and the low-hanging fruit is the one that's picked first and most often. So you don't see – a lot of people say, well, we're not seeing investigative stories in these local news outlets. Well, you know, you're probably right. The only times you're going to see them are during the sweeps times. And that's because they don't have enough time to go out and investigate a story fully because they do have that story quota. They have to bring in so many stories that day. I worked at a station that previously had a story quota, and it didn't go very well for a lot of the employees. Found it kind of harbored some resentment towards people who had the most stories, and people who had the most stories would be upset with the would make other people upset because they had the most, and they would gloat about it and that kind of thing. So it can actually cause a poor work environment, this kind of strategy in a newsroom.
And there is, again, a reason to expect reporters to be producing stories. If you have a newscast, if you're in broadcasting, you have a newscast,
you've got to
fill that time. Mm-hmm. And with newspapers, there are column inches to be filled.
No, that's very true. I kind of look at this as the latest version of what a lot of chain newspapers do, is to come up with the next big thing. I worked for Gannett for many years, and they came out with a new program every year, you know, News 2000, the Newsroom of the Future. They gave them these cute little names. We usually you went along with them because you were an employee. This reminds me of that kind of thing. Some consultants sat down and said, hey, this is what we need to do to get the most productivity out of people. Again, I get it. You know, it's a business. The thing that makes it worse now is there are fewer and fewer people in those newsrooms. And so you're imposing these artificial quotas on folks. At the same time, there's fewer and fewer people working in the newsroom.
Right.
And so you're right. You're going to get crummy stories. You're going to get the easy ones. You're going to get a lot of rewritten press releases.
Oh, yes.
And you're not going to get real journalism out of this.
Well, Rich, I would ask you, as a news director for Tri-States Public Radio, what is your philosophy when it comes to, you know, a week of stories from your reporters?
A week's worth of stories? Mm-hmm. I don't think we have anything specific set. It's you can see who's producing every day, and that's what matters. There are going to be days when you don't come up with something, and there may be a day when you come up with two or three. I think part of the pressure these days, too, which we haven't really touched on, and I think is part of the reason for this Sun-Times Media quota, is that you have a website. So in a way,
yes,
you have news that you should be producing 24 hours a day. and you want to keep that website looking fresh. So there's a bit of that pressure too. But I wouldn't want to say reporters need to come up with X number of stories per day. But there is an expectation, as Rich said, there's that sort of informal expectation mm-hmm. that you're going to be producing. And sure. again, you need to fill the airtime. And these days, you need to keep the website looking fresh.
Well, and you know, in most newsrooms, you know, whether they're electronic, print, whatever, online, you know who your producers are, and you have those people on the staff. You also know the people that do quality, and maybe it takes a little longer to do the quality, the investigative piece, the well-written piece. And that's that balance you've always had, you know, a columnist has to write, you know, two columns a week or whatever. And so it has always sort of balanced itself out. It didn't need an artificial quota like this.
Right. Yeah, but a columnist is different because a columnist is going to write about whatever he or she is interested in
sure.
and should be perpetually coming up with topics and then doing some digging and writing something. So, but yeah, I would hate to think that, you know, for example, if I went to a police briefing and got a couple things out of that, that I could come back to the office and spend 5 minutes writing two short little crime stories and say, well, I've met my quota for the day.
True.
That's true. You could. Yeah. It also would encourage maybe some lazy behavior on the part of, you know, once you get your quota, I'm
right.
done for the day.
If you're looking for numbers,
you know,
quantity.
I'm going home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you're looking for quantity over quality, well,
sure.
I think that's a mistake. And I think a strict quota is a mistake. News managers need to manage each person individually, and some people will bring out great investigative stories. Some people won't. But for the people who are bringing those out, you want to encourage that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to stifle them.
Sure.
Yeah, and I don't want to say you need to come up with your 2.5 stories per day in addition to doing an investigative piece. You may not produce anything for a day or two while you're doing that digging, mm-hmm. and then write the best story of the week because you've spent some time investigating and doing that digging. And I would like to encourage more of that sort of reporting, keeping in mind, again, that there is that you got to feed the beast every day.
It's true.
With that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.